The people living with disabilities and power beneficiaries said disengaging them from the Nine Power scheme will throw them into joblessness and poverty. The National Treasurer of the Nigerian Association of the Blind, Mr. Bejide Ifeoluwa, stated that the introduction of the Empower scheme had rescued him from poverty and hopelessness.
I'm a visually impaired person. I had my master's from the University of Ibadan. I was at home for more than 4 years before this Empower came. It has served as the source of poverty alleviation for me. My parents are old. My father is above 90 and my mother is above 70. I happen to be the last born of the family and the only graduate in the family.
Similarly, the youth leader of the Nigerian Association of the Blind, Osun State Chapter, Mr. Adegboye Babawale, explained that already persons with disabilities were being deprived of dependable sources of income due to stigmatization and discrimination. In his own comments, another beneficiary of the program in Ibadan, Oyo State, Mr. Timileyin Olonisaye, pointed out that President Muhammadu Buhari had accorded much concern for persons with disabilities by signing into law the PIWD Act 2018, appointing a special assistant as well as considering the accessible number in the Empower program. Mr. Olonisaye, however, pleaded with the president that rather than disengaging them from the scheme, he should make effort to incorporate them into the federal civil service.
I'm a master degree holder, for God's sake. I have nothing to do. I have my old parents over there. Who am I going to fall on? I'm appealing to President Muhammadu Buhari to integrate us into the federal civil service. It should enhance our productivity. It should try to place value on what we can do.
Another beneficiary of the program from Lagos State, Ms. Nkesi Okafor, who stressed that the special persons had demonstrated capacity in their various places of assignment, added that the program had also integrated people with disabilities into the society. Also speaking, Ms. Adedokun Omodile from Osun State noted that the scheme had not only taken PIWD's beneficiary out of poverty, but also relieved the society the burden of street begging.
Since when Empower has come to existence, the burden and the loads on the neck of the society has been removed. We could not depend on our parents again, and being a street beggar has already stopped. But now that they want to disengage us from the system, it's like they want us to go back to our normal system of being a street beggar.
The people living with disabilities and power beneficiaries appeal to the Nigerian leader to fulfill his promise to them as contained in the June 12 broadcast, where he pledged to provide people with disability with necessary support to thrive in the society. The federal government, through the Ministry of Humanitarian Affairs, Disaster Management and Social Development, have recently announced planned disengagement of the 500,000 beneficiaries on the program so as to give room to other Nigerians. From Oshogbo, Adenitan Akinola, Radio Nigeria.